a very special show because you're all here because I am approaching 5 years of sobriety. Thank you. So I invited you all to spend your hard-earned money to celebrate with me. It is not lost on me that you guys work hard as fuck. You could be anywhere tonight and you chose to be here with me. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm not gonna get emotional at the beginning. I often look at pictures. I see send it to Daryl everywhere. I'm so horny right now. I Google myself, but it's like mortifying photos, right? Because I want to remind myself what made me get sober. I see men. Wow, that's like so rare, you guys. This is crazy. I see dudes. Are we straight? Fuck, I love this. Were you brought here against your will? The husband, welcome. Welcome, husbands. There's another hubby, I love it. Thank you guys. I don't have many straight men in my life, so I'm glad to know there's a few. And one photo that always pops up on Google that's so mortifying, like I can't really look at it. I'm in a Tupac bikini, hoops that I could put my arms through. It's shoved up my ass. And I remember this vividly because I was performing with James Kennedy at a club, yes, at a club called Rehab, like how ironic, right? And my father is there. Sorry, Dad. My mother. And I remember it was time to like do a champagne shower, and James was fucking killing it, right? He's like, I'm James Kennedy! I could not get this for the life of me to like spray anybody. So I just stood there like a fucking string bean, thinking my ass was slapping like Beyonce, because that's what alcohol does to you. And I just dump it all over my head. It was like a champagne shower for myself, right? And then I proceeded, because I was also super fucking stoned, to run into the back. There's a kitchen. I try to climb through a refrigerator, thinking it's a door, but anyone who lives in LA, Davy Wayne's, you do climb through a refrigerator to get to the club, right? So that wasn't entirely the alcohol's fault, like that's their fault, because refrigerators are doors in LA. So when I look at images like that, I'm like, holy shit. Like, first of all, I hit different sober, right? The skin's popping. That's all I get, bitch! I'm out in these streets single with a baby, trying to find a man, and all I get is a woo! I love that, thank you. You guys, I want this to be open, we're homies. I do this podcast because I love doing it. I know that you guys hopefully like listening to it. I'm thrilled to have you all here. And I just am so freaking blessed to be celebrating 5 years, one day at a time. My birthday's on Sunday, but I'm feeling like we're going strong. And I'm really, really, like, I would not want to celebrate with anybody else. So again, I'm so appreciative that you guys are all here. We're gonna have the best time. So let's get it poppin'. I would love to introduce you guys to my left and my right arms, my brother Easton Burningham and Jessica Walta. Woo! So like I said, I want to treat this very much like we would be recording a podcast. And if you listen, the first segment is always slamming my mom. Who's here tonight? Hello, Lisa Burningham.
Lisa! Hi.
And the family drama is one that like really shook the Burningham household last night. I'm still recovering. So my daughter looked so freaking cute and I was like, Mom, I want to put Ocean in her Louis Vuitton bag. Because me being a stupid bitch, I bought her on her 1 year birthday a Louis Vuitton bag. So I get her this bag. I'm like, Mom, where's the bag? And she's like, it's in the Louis Vuitton box above the armoire. I was like, the big one that I threw away last month, that I threw in the fucking garbage. And I so badly wanted to claw her eyes out, okay? Because number one, whether she wants to admit this or not, Easton, you fucking know.
No, I know. I know firsthand. She loves moving things around.
She loves moving things around, and she likes to keep bullshit, okay? She likes to keep the boxes that the Cartier came in. She likes to keep the little baggie because she'll put stuff in it. And I'm like, but what? Right? So for me, I've been staring at this stupid box that's ruining the aesthetic of all my hard-earned designer bags in my three-bedroom, three-bathroom apartment. And I'm like, it's got to go. And the mom's gone. I'm fucking hucking it, all right? So I come downstairs and she's looking for it and I'm like, I know that I threw it away because I opened the box like a normal person. There was nothing in it. So it goes in the garbage, but I didn't rummage through. Keep in mind the bag is like this big. I'm trying to take it out on Easton. I'm trying to take it out on my mother. But this is how I know I've evolved as a person. Okay? Don't fucking laugh at me. Just wait until season 11. Easton was there. I was a grown adult during this. I said, I want to blame you right now, Mom, and I can't, because it's not fucking your fault, because I should have gone through the goddamn bag, and now I'm sitting here thinking, I pray to God that there was a dumpster diver, because at least I know that, like, the bag went somewhere besides, like, the landfill, right? Please assure me that this happened. Did it happen? And now I'm thinking I should be a dumpster diver because if this is the shit that, like, stupid bitches are throwing away, like, there's some, like, cool stuff in the dumpster.
I would have dumpster dove if I knew the Louis was in there. But I do want to say, since, Lise, you're not up here, you deny keeping all the boxes and stuff, right? Just to make that clear. You're not a hoarder. She says she's not a hoarder.
She says she's not the H word. She's not a hoarder.
Oh.
But she is. Okay?
No.
She absolutely is. And so, whoever got the Louis Vuitton bag, I wish you were in this room. I hope you enjoy it. I feel like it was my karma for spending that kind of money on a one-year-old. I do. I'm like, what have I done?
Are you going to buy her the same one again?
I don't know. Do I buy the same bag?
Yes.
Oh. Or do you let
her? No. Oh, by the way, if I get robbed, I'm fucked.
At this point, like, you let her pick her own bag out, right?
What is it?
Let her pick her own bag out.
Let her pick her own bag? Oh, but that bitch got an expensive taste, though. Every time, for the third birthday, I'll get a new bag, but I'm telling you, she walks in the closet, bitch is going straight for the Birkin every time. And I'm like, no, not happening. I'm waiting to sell that to buy us a home one day, obviously. But I know that I'm evolved. I just know it, and no one can tell me otherwise because I live in my own world, and what I say fucking goes, right? We've all learned this. We all watch Vanderpump Rules, right? Yeah. Like, you cannot tell me nothing. Here's another very quick story, because I'm proud. I have to share with you guys. I'm driving, and these fuckwads, right, in L.A., they try to make the light, and then it turns red, so then now they're blocking my traffic, but the lane next to me can sort of go around them. So they're zippering, is what Easton calls it. Are you guys participating?
Yeah,
I'm enjoying it. Guys, we're story.
I got lost in
or am
the
I the star still?
You're always the star, okay, honey.
I love that. So one car goes, and this little white fucking Hyundai is sitting here. And I'm like, is he gonna go or is he letting me go? So I just kind of cut him off, right? And I just had Hero by Mariah Carey come on to the radio, right? So I'm vibing. I'm like, this is speaking to my soul. I'm flying down Burton Way. I'm gonna pick up my boo-boo that I haven't seen in like 3 days. Not that kind of boo-boo, my daughter. My daughter. I heard some of y'all back there, you're like, ooh, that's so fun. No, no dick for Lala, unfortunately. But I do know that my vagina and my mouth are very clean. Fuck you, Easton. So I'm pulling up to like the Doheny light, and he comes, and I'm hitting the high notes of Mariah. It's like so fucking good, right? She's like, it's a long road when you face the world alone. And I'm like, yes, I am alone, but I'm a hero. And he fucking flies up next to me, like rolls down his window, and he's like, and I don't even budge. I just look over and I go, I can't hear you. And he goes like this, fuck you. And I was like, okay. And I just continued singing. And in that moment, I had like a Jerry Seinfeld moment. Do you guys watch that show? Seinfeld? You know when he goes into that restaurant and he's like helping the guy who's opening the restaurant, and he's like, doesn't know what food to serve. And he's like, you're such a good person, Jerry. And he's like, I am a good person. That's how I felt. Myself was talking to me, being like, you are so evolved, girl. You fucking just killed that. You know, because what I wanted to do was get buck wild, but then run. That's usually what I do. All mouth.
Was he kind of a douchey guy, though? Because he deserved to be yelled at by Lala. He sounds like a douche. I asked this earlier. She told me the story earlier, and I said, he sounds like a douche. And you were like, he wasn't really. He was driving a sensible car.
Sensible car. A Hyundai, reliable.
He had, well, stand-up guy. He had spiked hair, and I was like, douchebag.
But it was like G.I. Joe spiked hair.
Douchebag. Douche. Yes, she's like, did he have, like, one of those tattoos?
No tattoos.
Yeah, but like the, you know the tattoos I'm talking about, that the douchebags, a Monster energy drink tattoo. We love Monster if they want to sponsor the podcast, by the way. Anyone?
We will drink anything, eat anything, pop anything if you're willing to sponsor the podcast.
Pop, pop, pop
away. But he wasn't a douche, so that's great.
And by the way, you said he didn't deserve to be yelled at by Lala, or he did.
If he was a douche, he deserved to be yelled at.
But I don't think so, because I feel like that's a rite of passage to be screamed at by me.
That's true.
Right?
Like I have yet to be screamed at by Lala Kent, by the way, guys.
I would never. I can't afford to lose you.
Oh. Yeah.
Lucky for you. Fuck, that's like a daily occurrence.
I know Easton has to love me no matter what. This is unconditional love.
I love you no matter what.
You do?
Yeah. Yes.
She's in the family at this point.
Do you guys remember seeing me interview Jessica? You do? So many people see her and they go, I didn't think you really worked for Lala. And I'm like, well, we're filming a reality show, and if you take like a couple letters out, it spells real. So like,
they, and people do ask me, because in the interview she says, and you'll have to clean my breast pump or something. Never once. I didn't clean it one time. I was ready and willing. I was like, let me clean that breast pump.
I feel like when you're interviewing somebody, you got to give them worst case and best case. So like, they know what they're in for. So I'm like, you could be scrubbing my tit milk. Rusty, dusty, out of the pump.
Never.
She was down,
I was down for whatever.
Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cash back. I love seeing those Rakuten cash back deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do, Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, no glue manis, and press-on falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The press-on falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress no glue manis and Impress no glue press-on falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
Now let's really get it popping. I have a guest for you guys, and I'm very excited. She is near and dear to my heart. I'm absolutely obsessed with her. She's one of the baddest bitches that I know. She works hard, and she just had her second baby, so I'm thrilled that she's here. Let's welcome Stassi Schroeder-Clark!
I brought the wine.
Yes.
Y'all, this is my first night out. I have not had a night out in 10 and a half months. It's fucking wild.
Drink up.
So I drank a lot of Whispering Angel backstage. Here I am.
Did I fucking deliver? Or did I deliver?
How do I close my... I don't know the right...
I say...
I'm not trying to, like, flash everyone, so it's like... But I, you know... Okay.
If you flash them, will I get more followers on Instagram?
Pardon?
Or will you get the followers on Instagram?
If I flash, will I get more followers on Instagram?
Yeah, like if you were to flash Cookie?
No. I don't think that's, like, not my, like, follower vibe. It's all women.
Only mine?
No, like, I have no men following me. Like, my following on Instagram, it's so... No one thinks I'm hot.
That is such a lie.
You know what I mean? No one's following me because they're like, oh, you sex kitten, you. No one's following me for that reason. I mean, you might thank you if you think I'm hot. You know what I'm trying to say? So, like, if I were to, as you would say, flash my cookie,
yes.
I think my follower count would go down. Yeah.
Who agrees with that? If Stassi were to flash her cookie on Instagram, cheers if you think your follower count would go up.
Okay, maybe I'll try it.
Let's just try it. No, I was having this conversation with Stassi backstage. I was like, how do you get your following to go up so fast? Because, like, I can get mine to go down way fast, but, like, getting it to go up is, like, a fucking struggle unless Scandoval happens, which is once in a fucking blue moon. Like, is anyone
Scandoval
on my cast
was very
willing
helpful,
to, like,
I will
take
say
one
that.
For the team again? What'd you say?
Scandaval was very helpful. No, I will say
for
that.
For everybody.
For the follower count, everyone involved. Anyone who's ever touched Vanderpump Rules. Yeah, we benefited from Scandaval.
Yes,
unfortunately.
Jax. Everybody. Did you see that Raquel sold the sweatshirt? And I knew that this was cool.
What can you tell me? Because I saw a little of it. Can you give a quick recap?
Okay, recap for everyone living under a rock in Easton. She auctioned off the Tom Tom hoodie, which was absolutely hideous. And the lightning bolt necklace, which was also equally as hideous. And one, I'm bad at math. So I don't know what went for what, but I know that the total was $15,000. Did you guys know this? Yes. And I know we all boo Raquel or Rachel or whatever, but I do like that she said that 100% of the proceeds go to a charity that is for mental, right? Am I saying this correctly? Mental health.
That's amazing. Okay, yeah. Good for her.
I do think that is great. None of us can knock her for that, right? I love you. There's always the one person that's like, I don't believe you. Right? I'm totally... Some of you are just going to have to take one for the team tonight, all right? I'm looking for content, and you've all paid to offer that to me, all right? So if someone says something that I like or don't like, just engage. Just engage, all right? Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is there one thing that you've done to your face that you're like, this was a game changer? Like,
oh,
if
my
you
God.
Injected... Like, what's the one thing that you would, that oh, changed it?
Thank you. Who said chin?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Chin implant, best thing I ever did.
It changed your whole face?
It changed my self-esteem, which is like better than my face. I look back at all my photos when I was in high school and I used to just like jut out my chin like this and every single one. I looked like a moron. Like, the chin implant was highly recommend chin implant.
But I feel, okay, I do know what you're talking about because I think that you jetted out your face when you were doing
I still
amazing,
jet out the face.
But Amazing Race with the black hair.
We don't want to talk about that. I said, oh, no. I know you said, are there things that are off limits? And I was like, for the most part, not really. I don't think so. I should have said, my face on the Amazing Race. Off limits. Let's not go there. Let's just
not. Can I ask about the chin implant? Just because I'm legitimately curious.
Yes.
Is it like breast implants? Like when we went in for Laws, you got to pick a size. Do you get to pick a size?
Oh my God, I've never been asked this. And that is such a wonderful question.
I truly want to know.
Yes, it's a great question. Okay, so they mold one for you specifically. Or at least back when I was like literally... Don't boo my parents, okay? 17, okay? It was like a month before my 18th birthday, but it's what I asked for my high school graduation. I really wanted a chin implant. God, I sound crazy right now.
No, I'm taking notes.
Like,
I need
really
one.
Do. So out of touch. I am who I am. Whatever, okay? I can't help my past, only my future. Anyway, anyone else interested in chin implants? They will mold it. They mold it for you, and then... They never showed me some like AI situation or some computer version of what I would look like. I, looking back on it now, I would have liked that, but I'm happy with what I got. But
that it's like
did I answer the question? They molded it specifically and asked if something was too big, and I'm like, I don't really know if it's too big or not. Just like go based on what you think I would look good
for your facial structure.
Yeah, like it's so fucked up that I'm literally doing this, I'm talking about this live right now in front of people because I've never actually been asked that before.
Can I tell you something? When I was a fucking stoner, I would get injected and then that night smoke so much weed and I would sit there and look at my face and want to like dig it out. I was like, oh my God. I can't imagine if I had like a chin implant because even with my tits, I was like, get them out. Oh my God.
That's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up. But I also stoned thought that people were living in a shoe trying to kill me. So I would say it was laced with something, but I actually think...
Interesting.
I just maybe it didn't agree with me any longer. But great for you and your chin.
No, yeah. I've never had the feeling of like this, like it, that felt like a Saw movie type of scene.
Yeah.
Where you want to claw out your own chin implant. Never felt that. Not yet. But tonight is a new night.
Tonight's. It looks gorgeous. I wanted to know that you're fucking fabulous.
It didn't before, it does now.
Well, I can tell that if you didn't have it, you'd be less hot.
I didn't even know you had a chin implant. Did everybody know you had a chin implant?
Did
everybody know you had a chin? I had no idea.
Yes.
I'm always under a rock, though.
Raise your hand if you didn't know.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You're not
a true Vanderpump Rules fan.
You see, your mom raised her hand. Lisa raised her hand.
Lisa, you didn't know I had a chin implant?
We don't watch the show.
Oh my gosh, you thought I was just naturally this gorgeous.
Little did you know, her gorgeousness comes from a built-in chin.
Oh yeah.
She got it at Build-A-Chin.
I'm numb right here. So like this side of my face, like right here.
From the implant?
From the implant.
Oh,
I mean, it wasn't
cautionary tale.
Who cares?
Okay, totally worth it.
Cautionary tale, who cares? So sometimes when I'm eating something or drinking like red wine. No, but I don't know it because I don't feel it until I look in a mirror way later and I'm like, the fuck? Why didn't anyone tell me? There is dried balsamic vinaigrette on my chin. That's annoying.
Oh my God.
But it's worth it.
No. That I can't. Oh my God. By the way, though, the numbness.
Do you have your jewel on stage? That is such a goal. Also, RIP jewels. Do people still call them jewels?
Yeah, they still
exist. I think they call jewels, yeah.
Okay.
But like if it's not a jewel, then it's not a jewel.
But like that is such a, it's such a boss vibe to just sit on stage
with your
vape.
It's all I have. So if you're wondering how giving the vape up is going, not well, bitch. Not because I continue to just like need it.
I understand. You know?
Like whatever.
No, I get it.
Not that movement on your sober show a lot. Oh my God.
I'm very confident in my sobriety, all right?
Yeah.
You guys get buck wild, do whatever the fuck you want to do. I can jewel, all right? I will say, with the numbness, the first question my doctor asked me when I got my titties done, does that word bother you, Stassi?
No, the word doesn't bother me. Okay. God, you didn't even look at me.
They were like, we can go through the nip and it'll be like, they'll be gorgeous, but you'll lose feeling. And I was like, you lose feeling there. We're not getting wet very quickly down there. And that to me is our, give me the scars, all right? They're battle wounds.
So you have scars?
Underneath, yeah. It's pretty hot though.
Well, like, listen, no, not. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
You should probably know this. And not, this isn't a competition.
Okay.
But it feels like it is.
Okay.
Realize I have had a breast reduction and lift, so I have anchor scars on my boobs. No, it looks like the Grim Reaper came and found me in the middle of the night, did whatever he wanted, sewed me back up.
Are you trying to guilt me right now?
A little.
You're trying to...
Because it felt like you were trying to be like, you know what? But I have some scars underneath my boobs right now. Like you were trying to win some award.
Okay, but it hits different when you've got scars and a B cup. You're like, oh, what were you working with before?
I was trying to get a B cup. I want the B cup.
Damn, this bitch had knockers. Fuck. Like she was gonna have back pain when she was older. Fucking. You know? It's like kind of sad. It's like, really? This is the size you chose? With like, these are the battle wounds and like, that's the size you chose? Still like little mosquito bumps.
No, I'm sorry. Big chested, sorry, the way that you want to say it. Did you say tittied?
Sorry.
Yeah. Big tittied girls know the struggle. Yes.
I will never know. All right? So I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I did not try to scar shame your tits.
Oh, no.
Is there anything either of you have gotten done on that question that you would say don't do to anyone out there or you regret?
Oh, 100% me. But this is your podcast.
No. I want to hear. Because I don't think I have.
There are things that I've done that I'm like, fuck no, I'm not.
Okay, tell me.
Never going to do that
again.
Two things, okay? I did that injecting in your chin.
Kybella.
Don't do it, you guys. Literally, don't do it.
Unless Kybella wants to sponsor the podcast,
then do it.
I actually don't know one person that has done Kybella that it's actually worked for.
Do you like Kybella, Mom?
No.
Do you like have Kybella? I think you look gorgeous. Do you love it?
No. I would not.
Do it again?
I wouldn't do it again. I would just go and get it, like, lifted. Because it really thinned out my cheeks.
Wait.
The side, but this little
Are we sure we're talking? Did you get Kybella all over your face? No, that's what I mean. No.
Oh, yeah, that happens. You bullfrog.
No, I did do it in the winter. No, I did. I did it with me and Kristen Doty. It was December. She posted about it, so this is not a secret. Like, it's not a secret, okay? It was 2017, okay. December, and we both did it, and we thought that we were going to be fine. You did Kybella, you injected your chin, you thought that it was going to melt away everything that's bright here. No, you ended up looking like a bullfrog, so I only wore turtlenecks that went above my chin like this, and then it's also so painful that I'm like, fuck this, you have to do it, and they're like, you have to do it more than once, and I'm like, of course I do. No, thank you. I'm gonna eat that money, and it was so expensive. Kristen got a deal because she posted for it, but I was being a secretive asshole, so I paid for it, and it was annoying. Never doing it again.
I can picture you bullfrogging with a turtleneck and balsamic on your numb chin. Oh, yeah, my face hurts.
I'm a queen. I'm a winner. What can I say?
You're a winner.
What's the second one? You said there's two.
I don't think I'd ever do lip injections again.
Oh.
I look back on all the photos of when I got lip injections. Sorry, Lala.
Oh, no.
I looked like a clown. No one told me. And they looked lopsided. So like
that is a risk that I'm willing to take.
It's so painful. No, it's worse than childbirth.
Well, that's because you have an epidural,
if you have
bitch.
An epidural.
You're numb from the waist down, humpty dumptying your ass off.
Hold on.
During childbirth, my leg fell on the ground,
my
and
statement.
I was like, is my leg on the ground? Why am I tilting so much?
Yeah, rethinking. Rethinking.
It is extremely painful, though. If you're going to do your lips, you guys, I like to get a dental block before. Is it a dental dam or a dental block?
It's not a dental dam. Not a dental dam.
I don't know what that is.
Is it blocker? Isn't dental dam in your asshole?
Vagina.
Vagina.
Oh.
Yeah. Right?
I didn't go to college. I went to Slick. It was a community college. And I took like one class. Okay, can we talk about Taylor Swift for a second? Okay. How do you feel about this relationship with Travis Kelce?
A real man.
He is a real man.
A real man. That's such a nuanced, layered question. I have lots of feelings about it.
You do?
I want Taylor to be happy no matter what. So, like, whatever she chooses, whoever she chooses, I'm thrilled with. This is the thing. Football players, I feel like they fall into, like, one of two categories.
Okay.
Okay? They either fall into the category of just being a fuck boy.
Okay.
They fuck with you. Or it's like, I'm so committed, I'm a family man, I love Jesus, I want to have a bunch of kids, I will never cheat on you. It's like one of two categories. I'm not sure which category he falls into, so I'm just...
Fuck boy. That's okay, though.
I'm not sure.
Is that because you don't want the Swifties to come for you?
Yeah. Swifties are scary.
Do you think if the Swifties came for me, my following would go up? Should I just start fucking with them?
Oh, no.
I love you more.
No,
you have great
Lala,
eyebrows,
no.
By
Lala,
the way.
If you're worried about your following, you don't go for the Swifties. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm desperado. I'm thirsty.
Lala loves Taylor Swift,
okay? And can I tell you, I was not into her, you guys, until, number one, I heard Vigilante shit, and I felt like she wrote it for me. Yes. In fact, I'm still convinced that she did, because she talks about, like, the FBI, and she also talks about thickest thieves with your ex-wife, and I'm like, she knows my story. She wrote this for me.
Yes. That's so the thing about Taylor Swift.
Everyone feels like they wrote it for
you. You're going to find a song that she wrote for you.
Well, now I feel like
Vigilante shit was for you.
Yes. Well, now I feel like they were all written for me, and I'm sobbing in the car, and I'm like, what is happening? But I'm thrilled that she exists, because once you have a daughter, you know, I'm sitting here popping that wet pussy to WAP, right? But I'm a
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
What does that mean?
It's okay.
What is that? I'm popping that wet pussy. Mean? No, like, really? What does it mean, though?
It
does it mean you're walking?
Like you're like,
wet ass pussy.
Hey.
Popping that. Close your eyes, Ethan.
Did everybody else know? Did everybody else just know what she meant?
With Megan Thee Stallion and like Cardi B. She's like, with that wet ass pussy. Also written for me. But then you give birth to a beautiful daughter and you listen to WAP and you're like, oh my God, don't like cover your ears. And then Taylor Swift comes along and you've been just like ignoring her for the past 30 years of your life or however long she's existed. And you're like, oh my God, this is all I'm ever gonna listen to ever. So I agree with you, I want her to just be happy, but it's very annoying to have 17 cutaways when we're watching a football game when I'm trying to see what athlete I'm gonna slide
Lala.
Into the DM.
Whoa. Lala's not trying to actually watch the football game.
No, I'm trying.
She's trying to watch a football game too.
I'm trying to build a roster. All right?
Fair.
I'm like number 47.
That's fair.
Oakland Raiders, okay.
DM sent,
you know? Because I'm trying to pop the wet ass pussy while my daughter is elsewhere listening to Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. All right? I'm a very well-rounded mother. By the way, how's that going? You have like two kids now, that's crazy.
Yeah. It's like really fucked up when you think about it, that you're in charge of two children. You're in charge of two beings that need you in order to survive, and then you decide to leave one night to come to do a podcast show, and you're like, who am I? What am I? I'm away from this baby. I'm here drinking wine in front of a bunch of people talking about Taylor Swift. What the fuck? It's crazy.
Amazing.
Thank you. Whoever said thank you.
So
I saw you in LA. It was great.
She's Stassi is a freaking star. I love you all. But I asked Stassi, so I went over, and I'm going to brag about this because that's just what I do. I was the second person to meet Messer.
Yes.
I was like, I don't want to put pressure on you. I know what it's like bringing a new baby home. You're just like in complete bliss, right? You like don't want people coming around. But I gave Hartford her first pair of hoops. Because that's just what...
Can I also say this? You gave her her first necklace that she's actually, like, her serious necklace.
Yeah.
You know the gold necklace that you bought her? I should have taken a photo of it, because normally she wears her just, like, costume jewelry to school.
Yeah.
And she just started wearing her gold necklace, and that's the one that you got her.
Aww. I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Stassi.
Sorry, I should have sent a photo.
It's okay.
Sorry.
So when Messer was born, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get him his first pair of Jordan 1s because I'm obsessed. That's what I always wear. And when I brought it over to her house, because she was like, you can come by on Wednesday. I was like, perfect. So I bring them. I was like, Stassi, you're not going to be excited about this gift. It's a very non-Stassi type of gift. But I just felt like I wanted to be that person to give him his very first pair of like little high tops, right? And then I was listening to your videos that you post from your podcast. And you were talking about how overwhelming it is when people want to come see your baby and you feel so much pressure. And I was like, bitch.
Wait, shit, I wasn't, No,
but be real, break that down. Did you feel that way when I wanted to come see Messer? Can you break that down for me?
The people who I was talking about...
Say a name. I'm
haven't,
just kidding. No. Don't say a name.
They haven't had the luxury of being over at my house to meet Messer. Like, no, truly. Like, I've only had two people at my house over to meet Messer. I'm also speaking from experience with Hartford and what it's like when I was talking about in that podcast about what it's like to have someone come over or someone feel like, well, I haven't met him yet. And then they come over and they get mad about having... You are going to get me in trouble. You're a fucking asshole.
I'm not here to get anyone
You're a
in
fucking
trouble.
Asshole.
Really?
Because you know I wasn't talking about you, and so you're leading me into a conversation.
No, actually,
where I might fucking talk about
I'm
somebody,
very...
and I'm not trying to talk shit about anyone.
No,
you
I'm...
asshole.
Stassi, I'm vain and self-absorbed. I didn't think about anybody but myself when I listened to that.
Okay, wait, that makes me feel horrible.
Don't feel horrible. We're just bantering. This is just a podcast with a lot of people in here.
Well, This does also feel like a therapy session right now. But I need you to know, I need you to know that you were, you also had your own baby with you, your own toddler with you.
Right.
You, and if you truly listened to my whole podcast, you would know I wasn't talking about you, because I was talking about people who just come over and want to just hold my baby and then tell me things and not listen, and they don't have, they don't understand the, you, do you know what I'm saying?
You, do you,
I'm
think
speaking
it's different?
In code in front of a live audience right now.
Well, by the way, totally not my intention to do that
well,
to you.
Well, you're doing it.
At all. So let's shift.
I'm doing Vanderpump Rules and it's stressing me out and it's making me sweat.
Let's shift gears before you fucking bullfrog over here. Do you feel like it's easier having people come over to see your baby if they're parents because they understand? And they're not there to hold your baby, they're there to just be like, hi, Messer, goo goo gaga, how are you? What do you need help with? Like, is that, do you get what I'm saying? I'm trying to make you not feel like you're outing a certain person to this audience.
I don't want to make anyone who's not a parent feel like they're, like if they're in this situation with their group of friends or somebody mm-hmm. that they know that has a kid, I don't want to make anyone feel insecure if they don't already have a child. But it is, yes, it's when somebody already has a kid, they understand the struggle that you're going through in your head because they've gone through it.
Right.
And that's just how life works with almost any situation, not just having kids when you really think about it.
Right.
Like when somebody, just like no one could understand what being on, they will never understand what we understand about being on a reality show.
Okay. Dang.
So thank when God. We're in a mood. Sorry.
Thank God.
Saying. So when we're in a, like when we're in a situation where we're going through a lot, or when we were, I'm not on a reality show anymore. So when we were going through a lot in terms of reality TV and one of them want to come over and visit,
yeah.
And all we know to think about or talk about or stress about or worry about is this one thing, they will never understand that. And they're not going to understand that in that moment.
Right.
Which is the same thing when someone comes over to see your new baby and they've never had a baby or don't know, or at least they don't know anyone that has or mm-hmm. haven't been close to it, it's going to be the same fucking thing, which I don't fault anyone for that. They just don't know. And how could they?
Right.
How could they?
Do we have mommies in the house tonight? Any with, like, multiple children? Because I'm starting... Wow, okay. So I'm starting
you. It's hard. I see you.
Well, Stassi texted me and said, this is no fucking joke.
It's
because...
Not. Yeah.
Is it true the one is fun, two is 20 thing?
Wait, can I just say that, like, everyone that messaged me that,
yeah.
I was so angry when I was pregnant. Like, everyone's like, 0 to 1 is easy. 1 to 2 is so hard. 2 to 3 is a breeze. I'm like, I still don't believe that. Like, there's fucking
You
no.
mean age or the amount of kids?
The amount of kids.
But don't they, like, entertain each other at a certain point? There's, like, a...
No. Someone's saying yes.
Kind of.
All I'll say is that for personally,
yeah,
this was way harder.
Really?
This has been way harder.
Really?
Like, by far. But that also might have been because when Hartford was born, it was during COVID. I had
that
no
That changes
jobs.
Everything.
I was literally just stuck at home, and so my only job was just to just be her mom. So maybe that's why it was easier. I don't know. This is way harder.
I've been thinking of dabbling into, like, maybe getting pregnant soon.
I know. And I want that selfishly so badly.
Is there one man that if they were, let's take everything off the table, they're single, they're not married, a dream baby daddy where if they were like, I will give you my sperm, you're like, done, done and done.
That is such a great question.
And Travis Kelce.
And
this guy loves Travis Kelce.
And they'd go away after?
Well, I guess. Pedro if Pascal. They must.
Well, what?
Is that your dream man, a guy who goes away?
No, my dream guy would be one that, as far as a baby goes, he has no rights.
That'll go well.
Can you tell I'm a little traumatized? I'm a little scarred, but we're working through it. Odell Beckham.
Woo, Odell. Yeah. Done.
Easy answer.
Like, yeah. Easy. Or Michael B. Jordan. I'd take either of their spermage, you know?
Or Michael. Yeah.
More money. It's so crazy because when people thought I was fucking for money, they were all like, boo, you whore. And now every time I talk about anyone who's rich, they're like, you did it. But now everyone's like, he's rich, go for him. I'm like, what?
It's also because they're not the ones that are shaming you.
I'm not shaming any of you. I'm talking about the outside world. Y'all are my people. Talk about them out there.
Do you have a celeb crush? Do you do that? Do you and Bo do that? Do you each have celeb crushes?
Yes, we do.
What is yours? Yeah.
I mean, it changes all the time.
What's yours now?
Right now? Okay, well, first, let me talk about who it started real fast. Joaquin Phoenix, always and forever, like, until I die. Like, something about him. Josh Hartnett.
Give it back.
Have y'all seen...
I just watched Pearl Harbor. Isn't he in that? Josh Hartnett? It's so sad.
You just watched Pearl Harbor? That, like, defined my, like, my... That's not my adolescence. That's my turning in. It's my pre-teenage years. It's like my 12 to 13 when I was discovering how I felt about anything at all.
Your
Pearl Harbor
sexual
was
awakening.
It.
Yeah, it was.
And you just watched it just now.
No, I've seen it before. I'm saying I just watched it again. I recently watched it.
Okay, well, in all fairness, you always talk about how you don't watch movies that often.
You guys, so, it's the weirdest
thing. No, it's
thing.
Like a quirk.
It's my quirk. My attention span is very short, which is why my podcast allows me to jump around a lot. And that's why you guys are awesome, because you let me do it and still stay clicked in. But I recently have like been obsessed with movies. Like I only watch Seinfeld, Family Guy, Friends. Like that's, we started watching Desperate Housewives again. Like that's my jam, right? But I'm like addicted, like ovaries deep in like Pirates of the Caribbean, fucking Lord of the Rings.
This bitch came over to my house to meet my son and also just hit me with this glorious news that she's watching Pirates of the Caribbean and Lord of the Rings. And I'm like, who are you? Welcome to the fucking family.
I will say I had only seen the first Pirates and I had only seen the first Lord of the Rings.
It's time to start Harry Potter, Lala.
I know, Harry's next.
You gotta find out what house you're in.
That sounds fun.
I feel like, hold on, let's all guess. Oh my God. I even want more wine than this. Okay, let's all guess what house Lala's in from Harry Potter, you guys. Gryffindor? I agree. Hold on. I'm gonna say them all, and we're all gonna scream out, okay? All right, first, I'm gonna go... All right, if you think Lala's in Ravenclaw.
Okay.
Three people.
Hufflepuff. Seriously, you thought? It's a great house, okay. But not Lala.
I don't know. I have
Slytherin.
No
Gryffindor. Oh my God, I was gonna say Gryffindor.
Me? That sounds like a nice house.
I think
house.
She gets a bat. Okay, let me tell
Slytherin
you why.
Slytherin seems like I'd be.
Yeah. No, but I think you get. Let me explain why. I think you get a bad rep. Like, people think you're just really hard. And you know how to go after people, you're tough, you stand up for what you want, like you're ambitious, you, all of those things.
Tell me more about all the fabulous things I am.
But you're kind of soft.
No, I'm the softest.
You are, and you stand for a good cause, and you like stand for what you fight for, what you believe in. And Gryffindor, sorry that no one else out here agrees with me about Gryffindor, where were you guys? Where were you when I needed you?
But I'm telling you, I think once you
okay,
guys see
I think you're
season
Gryffindor.
11, maybe they'll be like, aw, she is a Gryffindor. Don't you think? They might. Is Slytherin with that
Slytherin
weird
wand
is kid?
Bad. Yes, it Slytherin was, is with okay, like but, Severus Snape or whatever.
Well, I tried to be Slytherin every time I would take the test. I'm like, I want to be Slytherin. You know,
wait,
just like
so,
it fits with my vibe. It totally fits with my fucking vibe. And I never got it. I'm
if
Ravenclaw.
If you wanted to be Slytherin and they all said that I am Slytherin, then you're just fucking jealous.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so accurate. You're
the
right.
Only thing I know from Harry Potter is when like the little redheaded kid is like, not no. Me, not Hermione, you.
Because you're on TikTok. You gotta be seeing that on TikTok.
No, I don't scroll the TikTok.
Then how do you know?
Because I've
about
seen
that?
The first Harry Potter and they're on the chess player.
La la. La la.
Am I on the TikTok, Jessica? Do I scroll the TikTok?
No?
I don't scroll the TikTok.
Seems like a what about the Instagram Reels? The Instagram Reels. It's a viral thing, Lala.
You guys, the only thing on my Instagram Reels is like housewives loving hip hop.
And baby
a
animals.
A lot of athletes and little baby animals.
I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah. Stassi, I had the best time with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being my guest.
All of you guys for being so nice and fun.
I love you so
much.
Thank you.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number 2 on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number 1 dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
I want to open the floor up to ask us some questions because, again, you guys are the homies. And I want us to just, like, vibe for a moment. So I have a microphone right here. Can you wave your hand again? You. Send it to Daryl. I love you. Yep, right there, right there. So if you'll just walk to the woman who has her hand up.
Hello.
Hi, Gorge.
So my TikTok handle is actually Lesbian Lala. And I learned recently that in Chinese, Lala means lesbian. But as a queer mother, a lot of the queer community wants to know that, you know, what if your next romantic relationship was with a woman? Is that something you've considered? Especially another mother who's maybe understood what motherhood is like, understands the... bullshit of the court system, understands things that men don't, you know.
You know what? Are you pitching yourself right now?
Duh. But, you know, just
you
in
might
general,
get a rose.
Every queer woman on my TikTok is like, you know, so many of the Vanderpump girls right now are single, and we're all just like, switch sides. You know? I will buy you all the toilet paper and batteries. So...
I love this. Can I tell you, you're not the first person. I had a woman approach me at a party a few weeks ago, and I almost felt bad because I have hooked up with women before. I don't want to say that I was not interested. I was under the influence at the time, and my biggest fear is wasting someone's time or making their feelings something that I just kind of flip around like that. So I think for me, men is what I'm attracted to, and I would never want to, like I said, waste anyone's time or mess with their feelings, but I've eaten a few cookies in my day and I have no complaints. Anybody else? Go for it, my love.
Okay. So this is my first night out also. I just had my fourth baby. Wow! And I struggle a lot with mom guilt. I literally cried on my way down here. So I was wondering if you had any advice for someone who struggles with doing things for themselves as a mom.
I love this question. And first of all, I'm so honored that you came tonight. Mom guilt is real, and I feel like there's nothing that anyone can tell you to make you feel better except training your brain, which is what I've had to do, and you've had to do it now. This is your fourth time having to train your brain. That, like, if you don't go out and have a good time, your kids do not get the best version of you. And I know that that sounds so cheesy and cliche, and everyone says that, but, like, you are... I always say you're the head coach of the household, right? No one's making moves unless you give the call. And if you don't have time with your girlfriends or in this beautiful room where we can just have fun and let loose and forget that you're like a mama for 5 minutes, then you're not gonna be an impeccable head coach because you're running the fucking household. So I hope that you can do something with that, just so you know I see you, because I struggle with that all the time. And I love you, and congratulations. Hi.
Hi, babe.
So I've had this question since I saw your last show in Irvine last April. I lost my dad 5 years ago, and I was just wondering, how do you keep your dad's memory alive with your child? That's... I've been with my boyfriend for a long time, and we do want a family eventually, and I struggle with that as well. And so I'm just wondering, as I was 25 when I lost my father, and I know that's similar to your age, and so I'm just wondering, what do you do to keep his memory alive, and how do you kind of integrate that into your everyday life?
I love this question too, and I'm so sorry for your loss. I think it was around 5.5 years ago that we lost our dad. I have a picture in Ocean's room, and she grabs it and kisses it, actually. And when we say prayers at night, we hold the picture, and I end it with, you know, we say these things humbly in your precious name. We pray with Poppy by your side, amen. And she gives the picture a kiss. And so she knows that Poppy was my dad and her grandpa. And I feel just talking about things that you remember, or if there's jokes that he used to say, like, continue doing that. Did your boyfriend know your dad?
My boyfriend's actually the only boy my dad ever approved of.
That's so beautiful and heartbreaking at the same time. But it could be so much worse, right? Your dad could have been like, fuck this guy, I hate him. And you're like still with him. I mean, I think from the time that kid is born, for you and your future family, you have a picture of your dad in that baby's nursery, and it's the craziest thing. They're just gravitated towards it. And I don't want to push my beliefs on anybody, so please don't think that that's what I'm doing now. I just believe in a higher power. And there's just something that when a child sees, like, your dad, they're going to freaking know and have questions, because that's what happened with Ocean. She just, like, one day started walking, grabbed the picture, and asked questions in her goo goo gaga voice. So the memory is going to stay alive, because I can feel that in you, right? Yeah. I hope that helped. You're welcome. I have some people right here. You can come up. And then you, my love. Yep, you. And then daddy right here. With the, what is that, a Boston hat? Yeah, buddy. Okay. Do you have a question, daddy?
It's going to be a three-part question.
It is.
First question is, what is Ocean's favorite food?
Oh, I love this. Her favorite food is spinach.
Spinach?
She, and I don't even have to saute it, y'all. I just chop that shit up. One day I was tired and I was like, this is all she's fucking getting. Olive oil, salt, I put it in front of her and she's like a bunny rabbit. I love it.
right, kind of random, but what's your favorite soup?
My favorite soup? Broccoli, cheese soup in a bread bowl. I am fucking filthy!
Oh my God. I love it with Tim's chips.
I love, yeah, right? The dip. Oh, I could live off of a dip.
Yes.
Has anyone seen that show, what is it? Only Murders in the Building, how he only eats dips? I'm like, oh my God, I just relate to your character so much.
And my third is, I relate with your dad, and my dad passed 3 years ago on the 28th, and it just made me feel like very connected to you. Well, so I just
we are connected.
Share that.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I'm like really proud of this room. I feel like it's like therapy. We've had fun. We're offering support to each other. And then you're gonna send me into Vanderpump Rules to fuck bitches up.
Hey girl.
Hi babe.
So I have to start by sharing a fun fact. Raquel is my sorority sister.
Raquel is your sorority sister?
Yes, so had to share. Yes, I know. I went to Sonoma. I have a great job, so it's not a bad college, y'all. Okay. Don't be a hater, but
I wasn't talking about you.
No, yes, you're welcome. Yes, everyone asks, is she actually as dumb as she plays off to be? I'll let you all continue thinking what you want to think. But I'm going to lighten the mood a little bit. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Jax Taylor, Schwartz, and Satchel.
Okay. All right, hear me out. I think I'm obviously going to murder Jax Taylor, right? I love him, but he's got to go. I would... Oh, God. I think I would probably fuck Schwartz because I'm attracted to him, and then I heard sex goes in marriage anyway, so I guess I'll marry Satchel. I've got a vibrator.
Hi, Lala.
Hi, Gorge.
Question. So, you are so confident. I just want to know if you've always been this confident, or where did this come from?
It's so funny you ask that because we were driving down to Irvine tonight and I was like, it's so crazy to think of where I am right now because I remember in Utah, I was so intimidated by people, by my surroundings that like I would drive with my mom to go pick up just like takeout. And she would ask if I wanted to go into wait. And the thought of allowing people to see me sent me into sheer panic. Like, there were times that I could not leave the house because I was so insecure. And there was just a point in time where I moved to LA and it didn't work out. I was very insecure here the first time. It was debilitating. I move home, I do what everyone else kind of does. You know, you go to college, well, community college for me, because that was not the plan. And I got a normal job and it was fantastic, but I wanted to be happy, right? And my dad always said, you gotta do something that you love. And I knew that that was entertainment. So I had no choice but to move back out to LA. I was still very fucking terrified and insecure. I used alcohol to numb, don't recommend it. And I find myself on Vanderpump where I'm still very insecure, but these hoes will eat me alive. So I had to put on this like brave face and go toes with people, even though I wanted to just like crawl in a hole and sob. And all of a sudden I realized if I just keep faking this, I think one day I'm gonna make it. And one day I just woke up and was like, I'm actually a confident bitch. Like, you kinda cute. You know, there's just like, there's things that shifted and maybe it comes with age. I want to think that because I just the thought of me as a child, I would never want that for Ocean. But I just, no matter what you do, what you look like, this world is not going to build you up, you guys. They're going to fucking tear you down, all right? That's just the reality of it. So I want you to go home and fucking hype yourselves up so that when the big bad world comes for you, you're like, fuck off. Like, have you seen this face and ass? And there are days where I'm not feeling this face and ass, all right? I'm like, girl, you've seen better days. But just getting into that mindset of like everything works, I'm healthy, I'm happy, like what do I have to complain about? Yes. Nothing. Yes. Nothing. Yes. Amazing question.
Okay, I love you so much. Can I just take a picture with you before I run back there?
Wait, where are we heading?
Right here. Can I take a picture with you?
I thought you said before we head back. I was like, well, where are you taking me? It better be somewhere fun. So this is the part of the night where I get sentimental with you all.
We love it.
Like I said, I'm turning 5. And I remember being in this room, a little over a year ago. My life was in shambles. I was entering a custody battle. I was terrified and didn't really know what my future was gonna hold. And I thought that I would have an overwhelming amount of support, right? And again, the outside world is not always like that. So I kind of just kept my head down and I knew I'm a single mom now. I'm the primary caregiver. There's no one giving me money, you know? Like I'm the provider for me, my baby. You know, like I really had to step up to a position that I didn't think I was capable of, but there was no choice. And then I stepped into this room, and I don't know if some of you had been to my last show that I did last year. Thank you for coming back. And you guys really revived me. You guys have given me so much love and support, and I so appreciate everything that you guys have done for me. And I don't want you to think that it's ever gone unnoticed. You, like I said, did not have to be here tonight, and you're fucking here. And I love you all so much. So I would like, do I have a shot?
Yes, okay, we have shots, but okay. Before we do these shots, obviously it's Lala's 5-year sober birthday. So we have a little cupcake and we're all gonna sing happy sober birthday to you.
Oh, we're adding the sober. It's like an AA meeting.
Okay, so the candles are being.
We can just sing happy birthday.
What?
You don't need
Why?
To add the sober part. Because in AA, we don't sing sober.
Oh, okay.
Just sing happy birthday.
Okay, okay. Okay. Let's have some. Okay. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lala. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Thank you guys so much for coming to the Give Them Lala live show. I fucking love you. I hope that you enjoyed yourselves tonight. And please get home safe. Keep supporting me. I know I make it hard for you. But I love you guys so much. Have the best night.
Do you want your shots, La? Are you
yes!
Take, okay.
Shots! Do we have drinks? Do you guys have drinks? All right. Oh, there's more. I get a shot of pineapple at the end of the night? Woo! Someone might get lucky.
Whoever has a shot, we are gonna stop. Everyone lift up your drinks. To cheers to Lala motherfucking Kent, baby.
Yay!
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it.
They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.